Harry Scoffin, founder of Free Leaseholders, a campaign that seeks to free leaseholders via a wholesale move to common hold. Thanks for coming on the programme, Harry. Your response to what Mr. Pither's saying, this was an agreement entered into freely. It was written in black and white. Why is the government getting involved? Leave it alone.
Well, the government have been talking about dealing with ground rent now for 7 years. These investors could have divested in all that time. The fact they're clinging on to a fundamentally unfair, dubious income stream of someone else's home is completely wrong. It isn't a normal asset class, this. And the fact is that there are some very powerful people in this country and also in overseas, tax havens that have managed to get this fake news pumped out into number 10 in the Treasury that pensioners and pension funds are somehow wrapped up in this. Now, we talk about the Pensioners for Ground Rent group. Now, when we talk about buy-to-let landlords that happen to be elderly, we don't call them pensioners. They don't go to the post office to collect their pension. Mm-hmm. They get their 100. The fact is that it's very willful distortion. Even, and this is going to sound funny, but the Pensions and Lifetime Saving Association, they had changed their position. Last year, they said less than 4% of all pension holdings in this country are in residential and commercial property.
I'm not taking my facts from them. The Residential Freehold Association estimates that UK pension funds have more than $15 billion invested in ground rents, which are considered a stable asset that deliver reliable returns over long timeframes, and that the total value of investment in ground rents exceeds 30 billion quid. That's a lot of money. You can see why they would want to protect their interests. You say that they should have divested it. I guess the question is, who would they sell it to?
Well, let's be honest here. The Residential Freehold Association would say that. They're not representing pension funds. They are a group of freeholders that are trying to keep this income stream going ahead. The government's own data shows that less than 1% of pension holdings are in residential property. The fact is, it's get out your microscope territory here, and they've lost the moral argument. It's actually refreshing to hear someone from the freeholder lobby debate us publicly. But normally they hide behind paid media and corporate lobbyists and basically blogs on the internet. They don't want to debate consumer advocates. And the fact is, service charges for a service, ground rent is for nothing. As you've said yourself, the Competition and Markets Authority mm-hmm. have noted that it wasn't legally necessary nor commercially necessary.
But I'll come back to Darren Pither's point, Mr. Scoffin. They entered into this agreement. This was entered into freely. It was on the paper. What are you going to do?
The history of leasehold reform is to basically challenge and change terms retrospectively of leasehold contracts. That goes back to Margaret Thatcher, Lord Randolph Churchill in the 1800s. If contracts are unfair and they're predatory and they're abusing one party, clearly, because a lot of these ground rents, by the way, it's not like we can negotiate with the developer. Mm-hmm. They're a forced condition of sale. The fact is, if you want to put a roof over your head, you're going to have to buy that home.
But you also
the fact
heard
is, there's no bartering.
You also heard him say, it's only a couple of hundred quid a year. It's not very much.
So make up their mind. One minute they're saying this is vital income for them and they're going to be wiped off the face of the earth if ground rent grows. And now they're saying, well, actually, it's not a huge amount of money. So what is it? The fact is, if it's not a huge amount of money, actually allow the Conservative government to deliver a 2019 manifesto pledge that, you know what, is very popular still. 64% of Conservative voters, according to a recent opinion poll, want ground rents gone. 65% of 65-year-olds and over want it gone. These are pensioners. So pensioners haven't got the memo that they're going to be out on the streets and they're going to be in penury. It's gaslighting of the highest order. It's fake news. And the problem is, this is not about ground rent here. This debate is not about leasehold or leaseholders. It's about how the country... Is it run for the groups, very small people that are very wealthy? Or is it for the majority? Is it for the people that voted for a policy in the 2019 election? The fact is, all we want is to pay for a service and get a service. Ground rent is money for nothing. As my grandma would say, money for old rope, son. The fact is, that's what it's about. And who is number 10 in the Treasury working for? Is it for these rent seekers, middlemen and extortionists? I'm not saying anyone in particular, but the ones that are demanding a ground rent and not providing any service in return. Or is it for normal people that have bought a home and that don't want to be ripped off in it? Mm. That's what it comes down to. And Parliament can change all the laws. The fact is that they're talking about Rwanda and all the rest of it, about human rights. I think many of your listeners would be appalled to hear that some of the freeholder lobbies, they're not saying it today, but elsewhere they're invoking the ECHR, saying, well, we're going to sue the government if they take away our ground rent. They're literally, their supposedly human rights are more important than people that have paid a premium for their home. The fact is, freeholders only own typically just 2.5% capital value in a block of flats. Leaseholders own the value. We are the homeowners. Let us be in control of our homes, our money and our lives. Let us take back control.
Good to
talk to you. That's what we want.
Thank you for coming on. Harry Scoffin, founder of Free Leaseholders, a campaign that seeks to free leaseholders via a wholesale move to common hold. But at the moment, it would seem like the reporting in the papers has been that the Treasury won't let Michael Gove do the thing that he told you he was going to do in 2019, which is to reduce ground rents to zero or basically nothing. Because as Mr. Scoffin points out, some rich clients who are heavily invested in this, who thought this was an absolute safe bet, and are getting upset about it apparently not being so. If you are a leasehold owner, I wonder what you make of this manifesto pledge looking like it's not going to happen.